Many of us love radio broadcasting. That's why we're here after all. But not many of us think of broadcasting continuously for days at a time without a break. Nor do we think of doing this in aid of charity. Well, that's what Darren Hartland is planning to do very shortly, and we have him now on the programme to talk about it. Darren, thank you so much for joining us on Down for Double.
Hey, thanks for having us, guys. Nice to be here.
Tell us about the DJ Marathon. For a start, why exactly are you doing this? It sounds such a novel idea. Obviously, something pretty momentous led you to wanting to do this. Could you tell us, in the first instance, what gave you the idea?
A couple of years ago, my partner died from breast cancer. Well, she actually died from liver failure, but it was as a result of breast cancer. Mm-hmm. As time went on, I kind of, in my head, I had a choice to make whether each year I would be kind of negative and miserable about the whole thing, or whether I could kind of do something, you know, make something happen, a legacy, if you would like, for Dawn herself. And I thought, well, everybody likes raising money for charity. You know, charity's a thing that people get involved with all the time. You've got the likes of Band-Aid, Live Aid. So we all like to give to good causes. I wanted to do something for Macmillan's Cancer Support, which is the people we would have used had Dawn lived a little longer. I thought, well, why not do something in line with something that I feel I'm good at?
What actually is a DJ marathon? Do you literally stay on the air throughout the whole thing?
What will happen this year is I will basically log on to the server at 9 p.m. on Friday the 20th of September. And I will stay on air until 9 p.m. on the 22nd of September. So I'll be on air for 48 hours, basically, nonstop.
No sleep at all?
No sleep at all, hopefully.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You said that you did a DJ marathon last year. How was that generally received? Did you have a good time and did you raise
some
money?
Yeah, it was a fantastic time. I kind of went into it with no real expectations. For me, it was almost a cathartic thing. I wanted to do something to commemorate a year since Dawn died, almost a bit of therapy for myself, but doing something positive at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I would have been happy if the whole thing would have raised £300 or £400. In fact, it raised over £2,000.
Wow.
And that kind of spurred me on to think, right, I've got to do this every year.
So you've talked about last year. How long were you on the air at that time?
Last year, it was a 42-hour marathon, but with some breaks. We did 20 hours and then had a 5-hour break, I think it was. And then we did 19 hours and then we had a 7-hour break and then we did the final 3 hours.
Did you do all that sort of on your own or did you have people co-hosting or what?
Generally, it was me by myself. I had Kaz, my partner. She was taking care of emails and tweets and stuff like that. So I could just kind of get on with the business presenting. Mm-hmm. As far as co-hosting was concerned, no, there wasn't any co-hosting last year apart from when we did the school playground, when we had Steve Wickets on board.
He's the voice of Choo Choo, if I remember right. Oh,
yeah. Yes, he is. Not anymore.
Oh!
He's kind of too busy doing other stuff now. Choo Choo used to take up a hell of a lot of time in creativity, so he said, you know, can we knock this on the head, please?
I'm going to have to do a security check on you,
Cass. Oh, are you?
I'm going to have to pat you down.
Yeah. I'm going to have to look in your handbag.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't.
My handbag's got all sorts of things in it, so be a brave boy, Choo Choo.
I have to look in your handbag.
Okay.
Because I think you might have stolen my heart.
Oh, God.
Oh, Choo Choo.
I hope it's not all going to be like this.
I had a real strange dream down in Heartland.
Did you?
Yeah, I had a dream. I was eating this great big marshmallow.
Yes.
And then when I woke up, my pillow had gone.
Bye-bye, Choo-choo.
How did you feel after it had finished, apart from exhausted?
I'm sorry. It was actually very emotional at the end. When we were kind of coming up to doing the last 10 or 15 minutes, Kaz was kind of in tears and I was kind of quite close to it. And it's when you realise that you've kind of brought people together for a fairly simple cause with a fairly simple idea. kind of difficult to execute, but the idea itself was fairly simple.
Yes.
It kind of makes you realize that how terribly kind people are, and it kind of makes you realize that these people do actually give a damn.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
If there was a song that you would associate with last year's DJ Marathon, what do you think that would be?
Oh, it would have to be the start and end songs. We started off with Queen's One Vision, and we finished it with Green Day's Wake Me Up When September Ends, which kind of seemed quite appropriate.
Entertainment as close as a click. Team F.
So, this year, everyone takes a deep breath and prepares to expand, get bigger, get better, hopefully raise more money. How long are you going to be on air for this year?
It's 2 days straight this year, 48 hours without any sleep breaks. The only breaks I will have are for food and for taking a shower, because I can't imagine not having a shower for 48 hours.
Absolutely. You're doing lots of different things. I've seen on Twitter about things that you're doing. Can you tell us about some of the events and things that you're planning?
Okay, yeah. We've got an auction going on at the moment, and it's basically the winner gets to come and spend some time with us here at the, we call it the Monkey House. They get to have afternoon tea and cake with Monkey Boy and Kaz. They get to co-host a show with us in the afternoon, on the Saturday afternoon during the marathon. They get to choose some of the playlists. If they live out of the area, they get to stay overnight so they can kind of see what goes on in the background. The week leading up to the marathon, a bunch of presenters from Mint are going to be doing their shows without a playlist. During the marathon itself, we're going to be talking to a bunch of people. We're going to be talking to Stella, who's one of our listeners. She was diagnosed with breast cancer earlier on this year. So we're going to be talking to her about her treatment and how it's affected her family and, you know, herself, and what kind of outlook she's got on life now.
Now, I'm sure it's all going to be very interesting and very exciting and everything. It certainly sounds that way, but you're introducing aspects of the marathon itself to make it more interesting, to make it more varied, different kinds of programs and that sort of thing, aren't you?
Absolutely. A bit like last year, I'm going to split it up into different shows. So there'll be the Giant Jukebox and Exclusively 80s, Music and Firelight. We'll start off with a launch party, and we will end the whole thing with an edition of the school playground, but without Steve Wickinson Choo-choo.
And there is going to be a very nice prize to be won, I understand. Did I hear something about an iPad mini?
Yeah, we've got a prize draw going on, and the winner of the prize draw will win an iPad mini or £250 in iTunes vouchers.
Oh, wow. That is quite some prize. And apart from everything else, you've got merchandise as well, haven't you?
We've just sent off a nice big order for DJ Marathon t-shirts, which has taken an age to get organised.
Tell me about the design
we've got, I believe, people have told me, is absolutely fantastic. So I'm really looking forward to getting the delivery of those.
That's wonderful.
You've invited people to sponsor different playlists as well, so they get their choice of music totally devoted to one area of the program.
Absolutely. We'll do the same as we did last year. For instance, if somebody has chosen a primarily 80s playlist, it will be played during one of the exclusively 80s shows, and we will devote sections of the show to playing their playlist.
Oh, that's great, isn't it? Now, obviously, you can't know how much money you're going to raise, but you must have a kind of a ballpark figure in your head. How much would you really like to see come out of this year?
I'd like to get from where we are now, which is something like the £2,700 mark. I'd like to get up to the £5,000 mark.
When you say you'd like to get up to it, you have an overall project aim in mind, don't you, over a number of years?
Yeah, over 5 years. So from the date that Dawn died, over 5 years, I'd like to raise £10,000.
Oh, that would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It would be good. I'd love to do that.
Because the Macmillan Nurses, I've had experience of Macmillan Nurses myself. Tell us a little bit about what they do.
My general understanding of what they do is they can provide general advice to cancer sufferers, but their prime goal and their prime purpose is to provide support and care to those cancer sufferers that have been diagnosed as terminal. Mm. So, you know, they're not going to survive.
They also provide very much needed support to the carers of cancer sufferers,
yeah,
too.
Exactly.
And believe me, that is very, very much needed at times.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they're an incredibly worthwhile cause. Now, Darren, most important of all, how can we help? How can we give?
The website for the DJ Marathon itself is basically www.djmarathon.com. All the information's on there, including a tune-in link for when the DJ Marathon's live.
Yeah.
There's a donate button. You can still sponsor a playlist. We're still taking stuff for that. And basically, all the information's there.
Mm-hmm. There will also be a link to that page throughout the DJ Marathon on the teamfm.com website.
That's fantastic. I must mention as mm-hmm. well, I can't leave without mentioning this. One of the things that we will be doing during the Meet DJ Marathon is we've lined up an interview with Mr. Nick Kershaw.
Oh, that's cool.
Couldn't not mention that.
That's wonderful. That's really great. Well, we wish you the very best of luck, Darren.
Really, I hope you raise lots and lots and lots of money.
Thanks, guys, and thanks for stepping in and supporting too.
It's a very great pleasure. Great quality.